about. We're dealing with the unique qualities of the Jew. Each has to find his own unique strength and weaknesses in his own specific tafkid in the world, in that unique inner relationship that he has with Hashem in the Chayde Yichud. He brought the motto of the two brothers, the one who stood in the sign and the one who didn't. The difference between Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim, the Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Beprat, Beseisa, and knowing this Bain Begashmis, Bain Beruchnias, that everything you have is what you need in order to fill your tafkid now. Okay. So we don't have Tzadik Chet, call Yehudi right at the bottom of the page, call Yehudi who co-ist the Sefer Torah. Every Jew is like a letter in the Sefer Torah. Hashkof Azu mitbaez medivre chazal, oidus akeshu ben Yehudi lois the Sefer Torah. Cheshbon minyan oisus a Torah, oidu the Cheshbon shishim riboy. The Zohar says that the amount of letters, the counting of the letters in the Sefer Torah, comes to 600,000. Hashem Yisrael Matrikoin Yeshishim Riboy Oisus the Torah. The Rosh Hatevas of the sentence of the word Yisrael, sorry, not the Rosh, the letters, the not the Gematria, the letters. Yisrael spells out Yeshishim Riboy Oisus the Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Claim it shall call you the Yesh Ois Hashkoila Keneged Keneged the Sefer Torah. Each Jew has his letter. That is one of the legends of the Sefer Torah. If you count the legends of the Sefer Torah, you're going to get 600,000. That's because you don't know how to count, the Gemara says. Now, I thought you know how to count 1, 2, 3. No, that's what it means. I mean, some letters you count as 2, some can't count as 1, some don't get counted. Depending whether you're going off to the Kriya or the Ksav, there's a whole sugi in how to count letters in the Sefer Torah. Be that as it may, the every Jew, every neshama, that's also not going off to the neshamas, are going off to the, every neshama has its root, its shayresh, in one of the letters in the Torah. Now, once we accept that, and that's hinted to in Yisrael. Yisrael is Yeshishim Ribo Oisius the Torah. The Sefer Torah, Imchos Oisachas Bilvad, Gunifstul Chalila. We all know that of all the letters on the Sefer Torah, and there are a couple hundred thousand, what's missing, well, even if it's there and it's possible, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Yeah? Slight responsibility. The kach can be so. Imchos yidi echad she'ena memale et yoida ruchani. And so too can be so. If there's just one Jew who's not fulfilling his spiritual purpose, nivgemes avoides ham kulei, the whole of Klal Yisrael is chosser. Kol kedush Yisrael tafkidem v'yoidem tuluim b'kol yochid v'yochid. Klal Yisrael achieving its final purpose is told on every individual. V'ladi ad avoyser shel Yehudi kol shehu v'afilu im hu apochei shebepchusim, the lowest Jew is the lowest Jew. Lo titochen shlemes letafkidem v'gulose shel Am Yisrael. The whole of Klal Yisrael is not going where it's supposed to go, because one year didn't come to the party. The fighting thought that, you shouldn't think this one pretty carefully, comes with a lot of serious responsibility. Take a whole Sefer Torah, take a whole Sefer Torah and bustle it.
Always going to be possible.
No, it's not.
No matter what we do, always
possible. No, no, no. Al Yema Adam. Al Yema Adam. Let not man say. Hein ani ois katana, umai chashibusu. No, no, I'm going to do what you said. Let's first get this out of the way. What's little me going to do? Shere im chosu b'seif atzer, afil ois katana, ko is yud, aseifu kulu nifso. That's number one. And that's why it says, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, kolam akayim nefesh achaz nishol, ki ilu kayim olam ole. Whoever sustains one Jew, you kept the whole world going. So call Kim Ailov, who bishvil a Torah bishvil Yisrael, but Kim Yisrael told him, but Kim call Yochid v'Yochid. The Kim of Klal Yisrael is called Yochid v'Yochid. The Chayim, Hamakayim Nefesh Achaz Mishol, Kamoy Kamashli, Mesois Achosro, Besefer Torah, Vumakayim Olam Ole. This world that you and Makayim could be the one letter that's missing from the Sefer Torah. The Kach Nishlam Sefer Torah, Nishlam Gamaham Kuloi, the schus Hatzelis a Yochid Nimtza Klal Sholem. Hatzelis this Yochid, you save this Jew, you got one Jew to keep Shabbos, that's exactly what he needed in order to get back into the Sefer Torah. Suddenly the whole Sefer Torah is kosher because of you. So Kedusha Nishmas Kolechad Misal, he Kedusha Sefer Torah Mamash. That's state in Nefesh HaChayim, the Kedusha of each Lashom of Klal Yisrael, that is the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah Mamash. Now what's your kasha? How do you know? One second. How do you know you're always not going to have all Jews doing what they're supposed to be doing? That's why we're in Golus. That's why we're in Golus, in Achinami. In Achinami, we're in Golus now. In Achinami. What's your kasha? We're in Golus. We're in Golus.
Maybe everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Maybe some guy in Machal Shabbos is doing what he's supposed to be doing.
How can somebody in Machal Shabbos be doing what he's supposed to be doing?
Okay, fine, man. You're never going to get a case.
Hold on, wait, there's one word. No, I agree with you that right now we don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. I know that everyone's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and I know that for a fact, because I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Forget about you, I don't know if you do what you're supposed to be doing. I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Fine. So I'm now fasting on the Sabbath Torah. You're using a word that I don't understand. There will never be. There will never be. That's what I'm having a problem understanding. What do you mean there will never be? And I'm amen, but I'm in the Shleimot. There's a Mashiach. And Mashiach will not come until every Jew does tshuva. We're talking about every Jew doing tshuva. Ah, how's it going to happen? I was having an argument with a secular person the other day. All the problems in the world or whatever. No, so what do you think I say? What's the solution? So I said, you can't come up with a solution. You don't know what the destination is. You've got what your goals are. If your goals are for every Jew to be like a going dizzing off, for having like a behemoth out there and doing whatever, so then if that's the goal, then the solution's simple. Yeah? More pritzes, more gashmias, more animalism. If the goal is that everybody should be serving Hashem, then yeah, the problems are not gonna get solved until everybody starts keeping Torah and mitzvahs. And the chilani said to me the same as you're saying to me. It'll never happen. So I said, I don't want to sound fanatical, but it's going to happen. Because if I don't believe that it's gonna happen, I'm a kofer beker. I don't want to be a kofer beker. It's going to happen. How? So the Navi describes very clearly
whether
how.
Whether it's a rough one or whether it's a
shadow. Very easily how. Either we will do tshuva or we'll do tshuva. How are you going to do tshuva? You'll either do tshuva nicely or, you know, there ain't no atheist in a foxhole. They'll start shooting at us, you'll do tshuva. Hashem, the Navi says, there are two case scenarios. The Gog and Magog, the Chom is Gog and Magog. The Navi describes two possible scenarios. At least two scenarios. The whole purpose of the Chomas Gog and Magog is for the Goyim to come to recognize Hashem. So they're going to go to war against each other. Either Klal Yisrael have done tshuva, and the war Gog and Magog will be amongst the Goyim, and we'll sit back and watch, and they won't touch us, and the Goyim will come to recognize Hashem through that. Or if we don't do tshuva, then the Chomas Gog and Magog will involve us very intimately, and the Goyim will come to recognize Hashem through that. But one way or another, at the end of the day, we're all going to do tshuva. So Hashem says, I'll raise over you a very, very horrible king. And there are plenty of candidates out there. You don't have to run around and look too far. And you don't have to spend too much time getting ready to do this. It's all, everything's in place. You don't have to, serious. It's all there. Like one that's there waiting for us. But we've just got to wake up to the reality of it. If we think that the problem's going to be solved by Netanyahu being the Prime Minister again, he learned from the last time. You know? He learned from his last mistake. Now this time it's going to be it. Okay, fine. When the Jewish people wakes up and realizes, we get rid of all the Kaifa Yadi, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to turn to him, then do tshuva, and yeah, in Achinam, it's a possible Kaifa Torah. Very hard to understand how every Jew is going to do tshuva and everyone's going to come back to Achinam. I agree with you, I also don't understand it's going to happen. But will it happen 100% guaranteed? And I'll tell you why, because Hashem's a good business guy. When Hashem started a business, the business is going to work. I'll tell you where you see it. You want to see the Maisa of a Simon Levonim? It's by Yosef and the brothers. The brothers that got to a matzah with Yosef, when they were about to destroy the world, they got to Armageddon. That's what it boiled down to. They understand the Midrashim there carefully. As when Yehuda, when Yehuda came forward to Yosef, If he wasn't going to let the Yaman go, they were going to destroy the world. That was it. The Yehuda and the brothers would eat Mamas wipe out the whole world. Then it was going to be the end of the world. It was going to be the whole failure of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for. The Jewish people, the Shvatim, Bnei Yaakov, weren't going to be, Abraham Avinu's whole mission was going down the drain. And at that moment, Ani Yosef, out of the blue, the most impossible case scenario anyone could have guessed. The goof of the guy that was causing the problems, and he was the guy who wanted destruction, etc., etc. Not only did he turn out to be the savior, but he turned out to be Yosef, and he turned out to be Magalit. Then in those two words, Yosef, and not just that everything's okay now, but there was never a moment when it wasn't all okay. That every step of the way was guarded by Hashem, and everything was perfect, and it was the way it was supposed to be. And that one split second, as the lights got turned on, they understood 22 years of suffering, of what this guy, this Meshuggah, had been doing to them all the years, or whatever, understood exactly everything was perfectly what they needed. Dan Grossman is that soul. Rebbe's father, when he lived by the Chofetz Chaim. So in those days in Radin, they were getting electricity. The yeshiva had been hooked up and whatever, and they put in the globes and everything was put in, but they hadn't plugged it into the generator yet. I mean, the local municipality hadn't switched on the lights yet. So Dan Gross was about to leave Radin to go to Kamenet, and he went to the Chofetz Chaim to take leave of the Chofetz Chaim. And as he was talking to him, they switched on the lights. And the lights went on, and the Chofetz Chaim turned around to him and said, that's how Mashiach is going to come. That's how quickly it's going to come. You don't know when it's going to come. No, it could be now. That's it, finished. How's it going to happen in our natural world? We mean every Jew's going to start suddenly keeping Shabbat. How's that ever going to happen? Okay. That's what I said. Don't give me the job description. Don't give me the job. I don't like the job description. But then it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Chofetz Chaim told of Simcha Wasserman Zatzal when he went to say goodbye to him also. As he walked out, he said, you must know one thing. When Mashiach comes, he's not going to leave one Jew behind. What he told him. Except the Jew that marries out. The Jew that marries out is not so possible.
What's the business of the four tenths? The
80%
of God left behind.
The
20% of
God
left behind.
Who says that has to be now? Who says it has to be?
Egypt was the first
principle. Yeah, but the reason why they got stuck behind was a specific reason. Maybe those reasons aren't applicable to that. The Chasam Sofer Lameisa says you're right. Chasam Sofer says we have to know why 80% got left behind in order not to repeat the mistakes they made, and he discusses it at length. Why? We're going to deal with it a bit later. He deals with it a bit later how you have to learn from the two things that kept 80% of the Jewish people trying not to repeat the mistakes. Chasam Sofer explains what it's going to look like, etc., etc. And we'll get there. There's a frightening message of Chokhmah that says that in the same way that Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, only two of the Jews that came out of Mitzrayim made it to Eretz Yisrael, that the whole Geula could be just for two people. That means in the source of two people. What? The Chasam Sofer, very good. The Chasam Sofer says that he saw that they wouldn't withstand the Mishoinis of going out, and therefore he killed them before so that they should die Zochai and not die Chai. Then say them by a cup of swarim. The Chasam Sofer says like you. But that has to be understood properly. Pashtus. The Simcha discusses that in one of his lectures that's brought down in the Simcha speaks about how even though the Chofetz Chaim told him Hashem's not going to leave any Jews behind, he has a whole chapter on who's going to get left behind. No, because he's not a Jew. He's aching himself from the Jewish people. You have to have a kesher for the Jewish people. One of the ways of being aching yourself the gamre from the Jewish people is by marrying out and watching tshuva before you die. No, you have to do tshuva. Tshuva is ain't dover imed if not tshuva. Tshuva is. Generally the approach is, once again, you have to know in each case how and what or whatever, but the general attitude is to try wherever you can to make it. But getting back to your question, how it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, whatever, we don't know.
We're wrong.
All I can daven for is that we get a draft for the good case scenario, we have to wait for the worst case scenario, although it's not that promising. Not. People just don't want to wake up. Eh? Yeah. Rather that than a few more Hamas and Hezbollah going around town waking up people. Yeah. If you have a What happens if you're in the wrong place? You want to be in Brachis and your place is in Bamidbar? Yes? So too, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. And that's one point for us to take home. One of the 48 Kinyon HaTorah is Makiris Makaymah. You got to know who you are. You got to wear your spectacles, not someone else's. You got to know who you are and you got to do what you're supposed to do. Stop looking at everybody else and wishing you were someone else. That's a bigger problem. When a person lives knowing that he has everything he's supposed to have, then he doesn't get wiped out by nisoinus. The events, the new births of happenings that are going on around him, don't bother him at all. Ein bekeichel asito mehachatire el atachlis. Nothing's able to move him from focusing on his purpose. Sharei, just finished the paragraph. Sharei, alav lachshev shedavke b'shah zu b'mokim zu alav limtsoid estavkidoi. Because he has to stop and say, you know what, in this moment with everything going on, even though I'm not exactly, I wouldn't have designed this for myself, it's not exactly what I want, but this is what Hashem gave me, this is what's best for me, so I've got to find my purpose in this matter. Dafke mikan alalayla is nachas ruach lefonav yisparach. Dafke in this matter if I can bring nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, nachas ruach she'ein shum divrei yechel ases kei. And nachas that I can give Hashem that no one else can give. Yo. I didn't say anything, I just translated what you said.
No!
Much too much noise. We have to see what to do about it. Not too much because of this. It's very hard to give a vibe. Until the end of the week, when I get back, we'll make a more formal mechor. There's my shot, that's why I sent them there. They'll leave me here. I can't shut them down because they're not bothered by noise. Haklala'ele mikol dvareinu. But we have to start saying things that grab their attention. Maybe they'll start listening and he won't be happy with it. הכלל האלה מכל דברינו עד כה הוא שהקדוש ברוך הוא נוסן לנו מתונה עצומה ונפלא. הקדוש ברוך הוא gave us a very awesome gift. It's מתונה הבחירה. This is an all boils down to at the end of the day, yeah? We have a miracle called free will. באמצעותו בכוחנו להגיע בקיסקס גבוהס מאוד. Via this thing called Bechira, we have the ability to reach the pious peak. ולהתמודד גם עם מצבים שנראה בבמת שטחים שמשמיים לא חצופים בבדרסנו. We can withstand situations that from our limited perspective, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not happy with our Avodah. You get to a matter where you think that Hashem is not happy with your Avodah. No, I don't see what you say. That doesn't make sense. We can reach incredible heights, even though it looks like to our limited perspective that Hashem doesn't want us anymore. The complete test upon him, Hashem's not interested in you anymore, he's pushing you away. No, that's but you've got Hashem needs in order to get you to the next level. Nothing can stand in your way. koyach habechir shenitim lanu mayu lanu shelo lipar likolenu. The bechir that we have means you're not surprised and excited by any of this. Elan das ki yesh bonei bechinah shel kol yachol. We have within us a thing called kol yachol. It doesn't do anything that he's supposed to do. You can't jump to the moon because that's not what you're supposed to do. But if you're supposed to jump to the moon, you can jump to the moon. But if you look at Negev, Hashem is Baraka B'Yachol. We've seen earlier that you can even go to war against Hashem. No, yeah. But I'm talking about even Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu fought for the Luchos and said, "No, Hashem, you're wrong. I want the Luchos." Zu Eimek Ritzoina Pnimi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetofos Es HaNekuda Pnimi Hazu. This is the depth of the Rotzon, the inner Rotzon of Hashem. That one grabs this inner point. Nigalo Eisev and Natsis Eisev. This is where you reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines through. Aleinu Lahatsis Es Eisha Ava Beneinu Lebeinu. We have to be the ones that stokes this flame of love between us and him. Aleinu Lizav Ki Anu Be'etzem Kolosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know that really we are the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulechen Yesh Lekol Echad Vecher Mitanu Chuper V'Chad Yichud Pratim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a cheder yichud and a cheder prati and zman alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakesh apnimi echidu shal kol yudi im boi roilam mitpate boifen klali v'matzaveni v'beis v'chutz v'bayit v'chutz. So this inner relationship that a Jew has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in the general situation that he has both at home and out the home. The call of pratim and pratim in every detail and every aspect of his life. The chayim ba'if and pratim is saying as the chayim ha'ivrim akol yudi todir, and so too in the way that the individual personal nisayness of life that a Jew goes through todir all the time. There's no Jew, isn't it? At any moment being tested. Kishunim terakim ba'ir ha'ilam. If he's living just with a kodesh baruch hu, zu akesh apnimi yechidi sheli v'rak sheli im ba'ir ha'ilam. This is my unique test and my unique nisayin. Rak im a kodesh baruch hu.